Welcome to the Unbothered Moms, where we are shifting our perspectives and letting shit go. I'm Bridget.
I'm Kat.
And today we are going to be talking about things that are oddly satisfying to us as well as our viewers. So thanks for participating.
Yeah, we're excited to talk about things that are weird to most people, but make sense to others.
Yeah.
You know, and I know when I mentioned this, I said I really like vacuuming, the sound of just like, I love it. Like dried Play-Doh, for instance, you know, when you have like little small things on the floor and it's like the like, noise and you're like, that is so satisfying.
Because you can like hear the cleanness.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I love that.
That
and
is
then every
super
now
nice.
And then you get something really big and chunky that gets sucked up and you're like, we're not looking. We're just going to keep going.
Oh.
I'm not looking. Chunky as in like a small tiny car, a Lego.
Oh.
Like that. I mean, okay. like
a big thing that's like.
Yeah. And it makes a lot of noise and it goes sometimes and you're just like, we're going. We're not stopping.
Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Okay. You can't finish
first
the boat that you were building for your Lego now, but it's fine because the floor is clean.
What kind of vacuum do you have actually?
I have a Dyson that we use upstairs, which we need a new one. It's starting to, but we've had it 7 years.
Okay.
So it's on its way out, barely holds a charge. And then I have like a Bissell for the downstairs playroom carpet.
Okay.
Which was good for pet hair.
Yeah. So I have a Dyson that's good for pet hair. Mm-hmm. I got it. I don't have a pet, but I just felt like it would do extra stuff for me.
Yes. You're like, well, if it has pet hair, maybe it'll pick up my hair.
Yeah. Between me and Izzy, the hair is everywhere all the time.
Yeah. And I have two Roombas. Love those.
Oh. See, I don't have a Roomba, but Roomba's I don't think amazing. I need one.
You're fine.
I have small space.
Small space, but also like you said, no animals.
Have, yeah.
Like that's why we have it for the animals. Because it's just dog hair constantly. Even with Greer gone, R.I.P.
Pour one
it's
out.
Less.
Mm-hmm. Love it. All right. Well, let's get into what our viewers said.
All right. You go first.
Okay. We had a couple from some of the same people, which is, I think, hilarious because obviously they love oddly satisfying things. So we have watching a car that cut you off get the red light.
That's the best.
I love that. I also love if somebody's like riding your ass. Mm-hmm. And then they speed past you, like if you get over, and then they're you like meet up with them, and I'm like,
and
how does it
looking
feel?
At them.
Yeah, like literally, I'll be like, how does it feel to know that what you did
you
literally
got
doesn't
nowhere.
Matter? Like your actions mean nothing.
Like you got nowhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And also it's like dangerous. Mm-hmm. So you're willing to risk other people's lives just to literally be at the same spot
same
as me?
Same spot. Same spot.
Like get a life.
Get a life.
Get a life.
Get a life. Okay. I wonder who this one came from.
Hmm.
Popping bubble wrap.
Oh, so good. It's so good. When I was, I want to say like 11 or 12 maybe, I asked for bubble wrap for my birthday.
Just to pop it.
And my aunt got me like two big things of bubble wrap.
That's amazing.
It's a great gift.
Go off, auntie.
Yeah. She's like, are you serious? I was like, I'm dead serious.
See, I get no joy or satisfaction from popping.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, I prefer the little bubbles versus the big. They have different sizes.
Oh, the big
you know?
Bubbles are crap. The little ones are more like poppy.
Yeah. But the thing about it is some people enjoy like the pimple popping videos. Mm-hmm. I don't like those, but I just like popping bubble wrap.
Okay. There we go.
I love it. These kind of go hand in hand, I would say. Dirty rug washing videos. Squeegeeing and then power washing.
Oh yeah, all in there because you can see
the difference
and stuff. Like you could literally make a line of cleanliness and the other side is
yes.
Have you seen those rug videos?
Yeah,
they're amazing. But also let me just say
what
I think they're making these videos like for us.
Oh, for sure.
Because I'm like,
who's rug
keeping that rug first off? Like it's a circle bright orange rug,
right?
It is
brown,
filthy, covered in whatever. Why are we cleaning it and not just like keeping a rug pretty clean standard? Like what are you
right like how did it get
in the chicken
how
coop?
Did it get to this point?
How did it get to this point? It's in the chicken coop. Like what are we doing
right
with it? That's the shit where I'm like
yeah, but I mean I think they're great.
Oh,
power washing too, just seeing the lines from just like the water.
And what were you? You were sore after power washing?
Oh, I was sore. Yeah. It That thing is like, I felt like I was like in at war with myself trying to hold like the power washing gun because the water comes out so
strong.
And then I was power washing my mom's deck. So it's wood. So you can't go too close or else you get like divots in the wood. Mm-hmm. So and this is my first time doing it.
It's a process.
It. She definitely has divots in her deck, but you know, it's a thought that counts.
Divots in the deck.
Divots in the deck, beebs.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Putting a fresh wrap on a softball bat. I could do that all day. Have you done that before?
No, on a field hockey stick.
See? Yeah, and it's just nice. Yeah. When you get a good wrap laid.
I need to actually redo mine. Mine's like sticky.
Sticky.
Yeah. I should probably order one.
You should.
That is nice. And it just looks so clean because like you're holding it all the time. So it's dirty.
It gets dirty. So there's the nothing clean like one. A nice wrap. Mm-hmm. I love grabbing like a freshly wrapped softball bat and you can feel it. It's like
you feel like the cloudy grip on it.
It's kind of like soft.
Yeah. Squishy.
And grippy. And you're like, oh, I'm about to go hit a bomb. And then you go and up you and strike you strike out.
And that's strike three. Sit down.
And I was too focused on this nice wrap in my hands but to you remember looked, what I was doing.
But you looked good while doing
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what's important sometimes.
Precisely.
We also have cleaning other people's clutter, which I have to politely disagree with. Because
I'm disagreeing with that.
Clean your own clutter.
I wouldn't know what to do with their clutter. Like, you know, everyone has a space for the stuff where they like
right,
it. So
right.
I would be too concerned that I'd be putting it out of place and then they couldn't find it.
Oh, I would just leave it because I'm like,
that's your shit.
That's your shit.
We're so oppo.
Deal with it.
This one's from Aurora. Peeling nail polish off.
Oh no,
dude, I'm in that though. Look at guys, my nails are growing. They look great.
The longest I've ever seen them.
Right, because I'm not peeling though. Yeah. Normally, I will
and
take
it takes
the gel
off part of your nail. It does. Like regardless,
it does.
I can't do that.
It does. And I love it though, so I'm right there with your girl.
It freaks me out.
But I'm
I would rather look like a crazy, like half on, half off nail polish. I can't. It like you know, like nails down the chalkboard.
Oh yeah, that's what it would do.
That's
to you.
What it is for me. I do not like that.
No, I love it. I'm like peel it.
We also have an empty road on a long drive.
That's nice. That's satisfying.
I like it because you can really take in the surrounding views.
And it's nice to look forward without freaking looking at a bumper.
Right. Or having to, well, you still want to pay attention, but like having to pay attention, like the distance and stuff. That is nice.
Coming off of that, I actually have something that's oddly satisfying that just made me think of that. When you're on a long drive.
Yeah.
And you follow someone. They're like going the same
way
as you.
Oh, you guys are buddies.
And you just like, without even like, you know,
I do love that.
But you just go behind them and they're going and they're like someone you can follow. And you're like, all of a sudden you're an hour in and you're like, damn, man.
Right.
This car in front
of
me.
Like they get over.
The same place. They get over.
Then you
get
over.
And then every now and then you might switch and you might lead.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's just.
That's a great point.
Right. And then you just do kind of like the wave when they have to get off the exit or something.
Oh, you wave to them?
Oh, I always am like. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Because it feels like your travel buddy, your travel companion.
Yeah.
So whenever that happens, I'm like, damn, man, we just went 2 hours straight.
Together,
and I don't even know your name.
That's when I wish there was like a, you know, like a speech bubble or something.
An intercom.
Like,
hello.
Yeah. Hi, I just would like to say hello to you. What's your name? What's your occupation? Mm-hmm. Where are you
What's
going?
Your biography.
Yeah. I love to know those things. Mm-hmm. I wish I could know more about people, but like surface level stuff, like don't get too deep with me, you know? I have enough of my own shit.
You're like, please not.
Yeah, please don't.
Go ahead.
Cleaning lint balls off of things with the electric razor. I'm obsessed with that.
See, I have one. I haven't put batteries in it.
Dude, my mom got me one for Christmas. A weird gift that I asked for. It is the best gift. I think they're like $10. Mm-hmm. And you can really like make something old look almost brand new just by getting the...
What's it called? Pilling?
Yeah.
Pilling, yeah. Right?
I think they're mostly for sweaters, but like I've got on sweatshirts.
Hats.
My leggings when my thighs rub together.
Oh, yeah. In the crotch area.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's honestly one of the best things ever. very, very underrated tool, I would say. Mm-hmm. And Carrie said she used to on her whole couch before.
Okay.
Which seems like she might have been bored.
Bored or just in need of
determined
stimulation that wasn't from children or her husband.
Yeah. Just sitting on the couch. It is. The sound's like mm-hmm. relaxing. All right. I kind of get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I dig it. All right. Next one up. This one says, okay, this is gross. No judgment, please. I work at a hearing aid office, and there's nothing better than cleaning out a big chunk of wax out of the hearing aid.
Oh, no. That is so gross.
Love it.
And the fact that somebody, that's their job, and they probably do it often, and they love it, good for them.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't be me.
No. But see, but that's the thing. People get jobs, and you don't really... No,
you don't, or you don't think about it. Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's the same thing. I'm sure if you worked at like with dental implants or like fake teeth or something, and you're dealing with that, like repairing teeth that were in someone's mouth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But yeah, chunk of wax.
Well, we have another one that has to do with wax. Somebody got a. Have you seen those kind of earwax cleaners mm-hmm. online where you mm-hmm. can like download the app and then you can see it's like a little camera?
I bought it the other day based off of
you
this.
Did mm-hmm. have you used it
mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
I'm not sure yet.
Where
I was freaked out that I could see in there.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's my ear. Your ears are kind of hairy.
Yeah,
inside.
Yeah,
which it's supposed to, it protects you from particles coming in, so right? I get it, just like our noses and
oh my
everything
god, are
else.
You a scientist?
But I was very I couldn't really speak. I was just like, that's my ear. It was weird.
Did you get stuff out?
No, I just looked at this point.
Oh, you were just observing.
I was just observing what was going on. Okay. But I did find like one area in here, one area in there that I was like, okay.
So how small is this thing? It must be tiny.
It's pretty small.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll do it. I think I would rather just go to the doctor.
I don't think you're into wax. Do you know one time no. I had like a blockage? I just woke up one day and like...
Couldn't hear.
And it bothered me so badly. Because I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I cleaned my ears and whatever. So I went to urgent care and they did like this warm water thing and stuff. And it was like not even a big piece of wax, but it had just blocked like perfectly.
So
in like
odd.
My eardrum. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here it is. I'm like, that little thing.
Ew, they showed you?
Yeah. I wanted to see.
Oh.
I'm like, show me what is causing me this.
Right.
Like everything
yeah,
was like
it's your
echoey
body.
And
okay.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's it. I was expecting like some big ass like
a boulder.
Like, yeah, that was in my ear. I can hear so well now. And then like, it came out and I was
slightly
like
slightly improved hearing.
I'm like, oh, okay. That looks like just the tiniest piece of nothing.
Yeah.
I was so underwhelmed.
Oh, you were
but
mad.
I felt better.
That's good.
I mean, I was just a little disappointed by the size of the wax ball.
That's fair. I just don't.
I don't think you like bodily things.
I don't really
things.
Like bodily things. Yeah. Even when I've gotten, so I have cysts all over my body, mm-hmm. mostly on my head. When I got it removed, I took a, like, they're like, do you want to see it? And I was like, no, but can you take a picture with my phone in case I decide I want to see it later?
Did you ever look at it?
Yeah. But my stomach flipped.
Okay. See, I like that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Show me. I mean, I'm not I don't want to watch Dr. Pimple Popper. Mm-hmm. That stuff grosses me out.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I love
my stomach's getting odd just thinking about it. Just like, it's just too much for me.
Mm.
And I have friends that are in like the medical industry that like, again, are unfazed by all of this. And I'm like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, let's move on. Flossing.
There's nothing like, I'm like,
what?
If I just ate like a hoagie or something, I got something in my teeth. There's nothing like getting that chunk of whatever is in my teeth out.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But do I go and like, I can't wait to floss tonight? No.
Yeah. I'm not, I do floss, but I'm not, it's not something that like I look forward to or plan for.
Oddly satisfying though, like. If you eat popcorn and you get a kernel stuck
yeah,
and then
like,
you get it out.
It's almost like a
it is.
Moment.
It's like, Relief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I get that
I
part.
I love it.
Having a full ice container
does
nothing for me.
You don't like ice.
Mm-hmm.
Having a full ice container is great because then you don't have to think about how cold your drink's going to be. You just know it's going to be cold.
But then does the stress come of like, I made three drinks. I have to fill it back up.
Yeah. Well, for me, because I don't have like an ice maker.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make the ice and then dump it in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, we were lucky enough to have an ice maker in the freezer.
Wow.
I know. Wow. Living Bougie. Large. Living Bougie. Large. And that was just the best. You just always have ice at the ready.
Always had ice on the divot deck.
On the what?
Divot deck. Divots? Remember you just
said oh. I don't know. That was a stretch, I feel like.
No. No. Rubbing my bare feet on the carpet after a long day in work boots.
Huh.
I feel like that would feel good.
Okay. I think going off that, just a nice, fresh, plush carpet, like a new carpet on your bare toesies.
It's nice.
That is nice.
I want that.
Yeah, there's nothing like, and the smell of a fresh carpet is kind of nice too.
I want a carpet, new carpet for the playroom.
Mm.
And I want one that's like fluffy. But then also, there's no reason because you lose all your little Lego parts in there.
Yeah.
Max has a fuzzy rug in his room.
Yeah, you can't do that.
A step.
Yeah.
You can't see it.
Yeah, the shag's not made for kids, I feel like.
The kids should not be shagging.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You said the shag is not meant for kids.
The shag rug.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Not that type of podcast, Bridget.
We are definitely not. Not at all.
Oh my God. Matching bra and panties. And I will tell you this. I am not a matching bra and panties girl.
No, but recently.
But recently, on two different occasions.
You've gotten some sets.
But I got them separately is the point.
Oh.
I didn't buy them as sets.
Oh.
I bought the underwear and I bought the bras.
But did you know that they matched or it was like just by happenstance?
Happenstance the first time.
Interesting.
But
then
I was like,
the second time.
Like, these brown colors kind of look the same. And then I pulled them out and I was like, they are the same brand. They are the same color. I'm going to put these on together. And I remember I was just like, in my sweatpants, in my t-shirt. Like, I felt amazing.
I truly feel like it gives you a different energy.
It kind of does because same thing like I said
what?
Last episode. You get hit by a car. EMT is fixing you. They're like, damn, this girl came to play today. She's in matching underwear and panties.
She knew what was going to happen to her today.
She's dead, but she looks great
she
in
looks
that matching set.
Damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Can't. But yeah, you really have an air about you, I feel like, when you know that your underwear and bra match.
Yeah. So I think
I might
start making that a thing for me.
I think that's a great idea, except then you'll have a lot of bras.
Mm.
But you don't really need a ton of support.
No, I don't.
Yeah, which is great. So then you can get like cheaper ones.
I love the Auden brand.
AUDEN. Target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's like no underwire or anything. It's basically just like.
Like a bralette kind of?
Bralette.
Interesting.
So I have a lot of those.
Okay.
But yeah. So.
Matching bra.
And panties.
Underwear. I have one from one of my friends. Something that's oddly satisfying is publicly trolling your friends for the same stuff they made fun of you for. For example, like when your friend makes fun of the audio prompt on your dating profile because they say your voice sounds like a sex phone operator, but then your bestie starts a podcast and her podcast voice is equally as sensual.
I love that. So that, yep.
So we were on vacation. We're going through my friend's dating app and we're like, well, let's see like what your profile looks like. And they have like voice prompts. So you can answer questions just by text. You can put pictures or you can voice prompts.
Voice prompts like you're speaking.
Yeah. So you speak into your phone and then you can post it on your profile
Got
as like
it.
Answering a question.
Okay. For all the people not on dating.
Yeah.
Sites like me, I have no idea voice prompts. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like someone like basing how they feel about you on your voice.
I mean, sometimes.
Okay.
So that's what we were talking to her about. We're like, she was like, it was like very like soft and breathy.
Oh.
She was like,
I like flowers.
Yeah. She's like, I like to walk on the beach. We were like, what the fuck? We're like, you have literally never talked like this. And the fact that you don't have men lined up out of your door
based on
this voice prompt is beyond me. Mm-hmm. So we were like trolling her basically like for this.
Rare steak. Served with french fries and ketchup.
We're like, were you hiding in a closet talking? Like, what's happening? And then so we started this podcast and she was like, for the record, your voice is kind of sexy. The laugh? Absolutely not. Voice, maybe. And I was like, oh my God. She's like, so yeah, that's oddly satisfying.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love very funny. I love the trolling. You're trolling her. I love it.
But it's true. if you can't troll your friends,
you're not really friends.
You're not really friends.
This was from my mom. I get a lot of satisfaction getting all the garbage out of the house, kitchen, bathrooms, etc.
Oh, empty trash cans.
Yes, love that.
Okay.
I even empty things into jars that are near to done to get rid of the packaging. LOL. I'm her daughter.
Like what though?
I am her daughter. But like for me, I'm like, that cereal is almost done. Yeah. Like I will combine.
Cereals?
Or no. Like I will.
That seems like sacrilegious.
I don't like all of like the packaging. I'm kind of like the same way. I'm like, we're just going to put the bags together with like a clippy on them.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it just takes up space. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. Because then you also, when you look in the cabinet, you get the visual of like, oh, I have a box of so-and-so. No. You have a bowl because that box is false advertisement of what is really in the box.
That's fair. That's mm-hmm. a good point. I usually do that when it comes down to like the last like bowl or two of cereal. Mm-hmm. Just take it out of the box, recycle the box, mm-hmm. Be gone.
So much like clutter.
Yeah. Just stiff.
But.
What?
I have to say, and this is going to. This is not above the 30. This is just normal. So, the other day I went to get deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I started turning it up.
Yeah.
And I got the clear one. I'm like, let's just try the clear one.
Wait,
like,
you don't usually get clear?
No, normally I was doing the spray, but it's not. Here's the thing. I have like
you
multiple
were doing
brands.
Aerosol?
I know.
Oh my God.
Every now and then I feel like my armpits need a change.
Okay. Because I get used to it.
And I feel like you're not really working. And I feel like lately I've been like, not smelly at all, but like just sweating more. Like I feel, and I'm like, it's getting hotter.
Yeah.
So I got a clear one that's supposed to be like great. I started like twisting it up, and mm-hmm. you can see mm-hmm. this bitch is already like this much from the top. I'm like, you're charging me for an entire deodorant. That when you start twisting it, it was like up here. But also, let's talk about same thing with cereal, same thing with chips. Why are we just like pretending that it's a huge family size bag when in reality it's just a normal fucking bag that you put extra air in?
Yeah.
Not oddly satisfying.
No, oddly annoying.
I don't like that shit. Save the packaging.
Yeah.
So worried about the future and all this shit. Well, why did you make the box so fucking big when the product inside is half the size?
Yeah, that's a good point. That is annoying. Like, for what?
I just don't like it. Oh, sorry. Got off topic there.
That's okay. We love when you get off topic.
Happens to me sometimes. It's your turn.
So my mom wrote in that she loves when she has lawnmower lines in her grass, kind of like vacuuming.
Love it.
Like, she should get a job at, like,
does
a
she
stadium.
Do her lawn?
She has... Majority of her life, me and my brother got her like a lawn service a year or so ago, and I think the last year. But yeah, she likes it. It's like one of her, I want to say like stress releases.
Yeah. I mean, I want to cut my lawn. I think that'd be fun.
No, I do not.
All right. I got another one here that says extractions and blackheads.
Oh.
So this came from my Belladerma. But yeah, if you're an esthetician and you're in that, that's like Dr. Pimple Popper. That shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah.
You got it.
A big one.
I know. I could see how that's very, like, satisfying.
Yeah. But not for me.
I have a pore sucker. It's like a pore vacuum.
Okay. Does it work?
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those.
I like it because then, to your point, you're like, oh, first of all, gross if that was in my skin. But then you're like, it isn't anymore.
It isn't anymore.
You don't like, do you feel lighter when you get a facial?
No.
Oh, I literally feel lighter.
That's dumb.
Yeah. I literally do. If I get my if I get my hair trimmed a little bit, I'm like,
Pevin, my step.
Yeah, literally.
5 pounds lighter. From that mini cut.
It's like quarter of an inch. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope I don't blow away today.
Don't get a facial and a haircut.
Oh.
Same day.
My God.
It'll be Miss Twinkle Toes over here.
Could you imagine?
I know.
But yeah, so that's a cool fun fact.
That was all of our, I think, oddly satisfying things.
I love it.
That was a great list.
Let's do Topic Thunder next.
Okay.
It's your turn. Celebrity. If you could get a summer beach or mountain house with three celebrities.
Can you just say one?
Why?
Three's a lot. Okay, go. Keep going.
With three celebrities, there's a million celebrities.
Go ahead, keep going.
Who would you pick and why?
Okay, well, we would be going to a mountain house.
That's why I was, yeah. That's
because the beach is not for me. Three people, who would I pick? Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
The boss.
Man. Why?
Because I can just be like, sing. And he'll sing to me. But he also seems sing. Like he just has lived a lot of life.
Yeah. So you get some good stories.
Chat with him. Then I would like to, this isn't even a celebrity, but I love her, Sam Ramsdale, with the big mouth
my God,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
her. She's so fun.
That's a celebrity, I would
Sam
say.
Sam Ramsdale. She's on Instagram. She has the
TikTok.
The biggest gape, the biggest mouth gape. It's
like,
called.
Actually,
yeah.
though.
Actually,
like, world
for
record,
female. For
I
a
think.
Female. Yeah, world record. That's two. And a third. Maya Rudolph.
Oh, okay. Why?
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny
hilarious.
As fuck.
That's a good house.
Right?
You'd just be cracking up.
I'm singing.
And singing.
And making skits.
Oh my God. Wait, can I come?
No. Actually, you'll be the video.
Oh my God.
Videographer.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's good. That's good.
That'd
be
my celebrities.
Your celebrity mountain house.
We're going to roll into a bothered 30.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, I don't have my watch on.
Never.
I just stopped. So I went to this Nicki Minaj concert, a week or two ago? I don't even know. And I took off my Apple Watch because it wasn't the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just never have taken it out of.
But you hiding. Are, you know that it holds you accountable for your exercise during the day.
I know, but I've actually been doing better without it.
Lies.
I almost, that's.
Lies. There is no way. I want the proof because there's no way when your thing goes off and it's like, get up off your fat ass.
Yeah, I get annoyed.
Mine, it's like, bitch, get the fuck up.
But you listen to it.
I do.
See,
I get up.
I'm stubborn and I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you, watch. I'm sitting down. So that's my problem is that
like. Oh, you get mad at the watch.
I get.
I'm like,
yeah.
Thanks, babe, for reminding me.
Because it's like, you can still do it. I'm like, I'll do it if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, check your rings. I'm like, fuck off. I'll check my rings. Like. See, I'm getting angry even just talking about it. What is wrong with me?
We're gonna do. You want to do the bother 30 on your watch? I think you really need this time.
Well, I never thought about it, but I'm like,
now that you're thinking about
now
it,
now I'm thinking
like,
about it, I'm like, there's a reason why I haven't been wearing it. But I'm like, I can do it myself.
Okay,
Miss Independent over here, which is all fun and games until you have to shovel snow.
Yep,
just putting that out there. All right. Bothered 30.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Body hair. Okay. We are now into warmer months. So now I have to care about body hair.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we have to have it? My hands are hairy. My fingers. My toes. My legs. You get out of the shower after you just shaved it. You got goosebumps and it's back again.
You can feel it. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't want to deal with it, but my shit's going to be out there.
You got to use your laser. Sorry.
I do need to do my laser, but also my armpits, like they're fine. And then the next day I go to wear a tank top and I'm like bushy.
Five.
So I just want to say I'm not here for it.
Very good. Yeah.
But all of our listeners, like, come on, give us some comments. What do you do about all your body hair? You just deal with it? Are you letting it grow?
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
I think it depends. Like, so I have dark hair. Mm-hmm. You have dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I have friends that have light hair and they can go days, weeks, because it's just not as obvious.
Gosh.
It's not as coarse.
Mine is very obvious and I feel terrible for Sage.
Yeah. Izzy has her dad's coloring, I think.
She literally, like, above her butt area, it's like,
why are you exposing her like this?
Sorry, girl. And also, like, she has a unibrow, a nice little mustache coming in, just like mom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah. If Izzy ever says anything of, like, what's this? I want to get rid of it. I'll be like, okay. Because my mom didn't. We've been over this before.
Mm-hmm.
I try to take care of it myself.
And then, yeah.
And I looked crazy.
And they have now, you can just do, like, Nair and stuff.
Yeah, or just bleach it.
No.
Oh.
Because then it's still, then it's just hair still, but just lighter. It's there.
Dude, I don't know how I didn't get made fun of more growing up.
By the shit you say?
No. Well, that. But
you're like, oh, really? Just because, it's still hair.
Just because, like, my mom, love her. But the things that she did, I think she was trying to, like, not have me grow up so fast or something.
But it ended up,
but
like,
in turn, it just wasn't right.
Maddie.
It wasn't right.
That's okay.
It's good. We're great now. We're doing great.
We're doing great. We can shave when we want.
Shave when we want. Wax when we want. Laser when we want. Mm-hmm. We just do what we want.
When we want.
Yep. And not when your Apple Watch tells you, for the record.
All right, guys. So now we know how we really feel.
I really do feel a certain kind of way about it. It's crazy.
Who's our unbothered baddie, Bridget?
Unbothered baddie.
Of the week.
Going back to bubble wrap, which is one of my favorite pastimes, popping bubble wrap, are the inventors of bubble wrap, whose names are Alfred and Mark. And they actually invented bubble wrap on accident.
Love it.
Because guess what they were trying to make?
What?
Textured wallpaper.
No way. They were trying to make textured wallpaper.
What idiots.
And came up with bubble wrap. Yeah. I love
Isn't that. Isn't
that
odd?
It's weird. When was this? What year?
1957.
Okay. I feel like what did we do prior to that? Wow. Thank you.
Well, I'm not even going to expose my lack of knowledge on history.
Mm-hmm.
By suggesting what we may have done. So,
mm-hmm.
Never mind. Carry on.
Okay.
But yeah. Thanks for inventing bubble wrap because, one, it keeps packages that I receive from Etsy safe. And also, it makes me feel better when I get to pop the bubbles.
And it's oddly satisfying.
I actually don't even know if they're alive or dead yet.
The people?
Yeah, I should have looked into that.
No, it's fine because they're unbothered baddies.
Yeah, we'll tag them. Maybe they'll respond.
Maybe
from the great from the great beyond.
That's all we have, folks. That's all we have. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch all the behind the scenes content on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at The Unbothered Moms. Share, subscribe, like, follow, share us with your family and friends. We'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.